here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Yes, it is that time for Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener for Little Town Apparel. We've been doing this for a lot of years, and it's worked well because we got a lot of smart people here in the province of Saskatchewan. So you pull off a win today, you get bragging rights, and you win some prizes too. And we're joined right now by last week's winner, Eric Carey. Hi, Eric. Hello, Eric. Oh, I pushed the wrong button. There we go, Eric. Sorry about that.
No worries.
How are you doing today?
A little hot.
A little hot. You having to work outside?
Yeah, I'm out doing some crop scouting. So.
Gotcha. And you farm where? Around Bigger?
I work for an agronomy company out of Saskatoon, so I'm just in Bigger today.
Ah, good stuff. All right. Well, how was your victory last week? Are you still basking in the glow of your high intelligence?
Of the couple people I told you.
Well, you can wear that badge with pride for many, many years, even though there's no badge. But you can tell everybody that you were the Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener winner at one time. So you've got our question today that we'll offer up to our listening audience. You may proceed.
100 years ago, this was once happening three times a day in the White House.
100 years ago, this was once happening three times a day in the White House in Washington. Okay, Eric, try to stay cool. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listeners. So what do you think the answer to that little bit of trivia is? 100 years ago, this was occurring three times a day in the White House in Washington. Interesting. You think you know? You want to take a guess? We'd love to hear from you. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Once again, think back 100 years ago. So we're into the 1920s. This was occurring three times a day, every day in the White House. What are your thoughts on that? 1-877-332-8255. Top of the order is David. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Brett.
How are you today?
Not too bad. Happy Canada Day to you.
Yeah, you too. Did you get out and celebrate our great country's 158th birthday?
Yeah, I was on the traffic bridge and taking it all in. So it was a good day.
Yeah, excellent. Day. Okay, so first guy out here, what are you thinking when our question was 100 years ago? This was occurring three times a day in the Washington White House. What do you think?
Well, I would have liked to have had a couple of other callers first, but 1920s. They were having tea three times a day.
Because of Prohibition, I guess you're thinking here. No, that's not where we're headed, David. Thanks for the call at 1-877-332-8255. Travis, what's your guess today? Hello, Travis.
I'm going to say, was it the Lord's Prayer?
Was it a what?
The Lord's Prayer.
Oh, the Lord's Prayer. Well, that would make sense, but no, that's not the answer we're after. At 1-877-332-8255 on Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Question today is 100 years ago, this was occurring three times a day in the White House in Washington, D.C. Out to Englefield, Saskatchewan. Hey, Max, how are you?
Not too bad, Brent. How about yourself?
Doing fine. Nice summer weather here today. So what do you think?
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much military was involved at the White House or not, but I'm going to go with the changing of the guard.
Oh, good answer, and I understand that, but no, had nothing, there's no military context on our answer here at 1-877-332-8255. So again, the question, 100 years ago, this was happening three times a day in the White House. 1-877-332-8255. Good morning, Murray. What's your best bet?
Hey, is it a riding electric horse?
You must have used your Google machine, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's kind of quirky, huh? Calvin Coolidge was president of the United States from 1923 to 1929. He loved riding horses. However, because of his busy work schedule, he was unable to ride his horse as much as he would like. So a friend of his had an electric horse built, and they installed it in a room in the White House. Actually, I looked at a picture of it. As goofy as it may sound, it looks a lot like a mechanical bull that you think of those machines today that you see people riding. So he had a electric horse, and he would ride it first thing in the morning, then he would ride it after lunch, and he would ride it at the end of the workday. It had two speeds on it, a trot and a gallop, and they nicknamed the horse Thunderbolt, and that was the answer we were looking for. Well, job well done, Murray. You're our winner today. Be sure to tell all your friends and neighbors just how smart you are.
I will, thanks.
Hang on, Murray. We'll get some more information from you there. Yeah, they were a little quirky. Kelvin Coolidge, his wife Rebecca, they also had a pet raccoon that lived with them in the White House back in the day as well. Murray gets the win on Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Thanks, everybody else, for calling in. Brent Laux with you. It's 12 after the hour. How about them Blue Jays, huh? Wow. You know, a month ago, you were looking at the Blue Jays and going, oh, geez, here we go again. A lot of hype and not much happening. But man, oh, man, these guys are just clicking on in every way you could imagine these days. So many of these young, you know, almost fill-in players are carrying their weight and a whole lot more. Yesterday, what a game. And they're in a four-game series right now against the New York Yankees, a team I love to hate. And man, first game of the series, the Jays, it was a tight one, but they got the 5-4 win. Yesterday, it looked like it was going to be tight. And then George Springer just let the bat. Oh, it was just incredible. He got two home runs in the game yesterday. One of them was a grand slam. Like, out of their 12 runs yesterday, it was George Springer and his batting that got seven of those. Unreal. 12-5. You know, our pitching sometimes causes issues for the Jays. So I'm thinking with a trade deadline in the major leagues coming up in July, maybe that's what they'll try to get. I don't think we need anybody else. Outfielder, infielder. I think pitching. We could maybe find one or two more pitchers because we've had some issues along the way there. But we're just a game back of the New York Yankees. You know, a month ago they were saying, well, gee, maybe we can get a wild card spot. We're just a game back from the top of the American League East with the Yankees. And the Yankees have had their challenges here recently as well. So we got two more games against the New York Yankees. These are being played in Toronto. Boy, if you watched that game yesterday, wasn't that a sight to behold? It was a beautiful Canada Day. In Toronto, they had the dome open. Nice sunny day. There was 40,000 people in the stands. They did a wonderful tribute to Canada's military. They had the players involved in holding the big Canadian flag as it was rolled out. It was a sight to behold. And when you have a special day like that in your home ballpark, you sure hope your guys can win. And boy, did they ever win yesterday. Two more games with the Yankees today and tomorrow. And then this weekend, if you're down in Toronto, you'll be able to see the California Angels. 14 after the hour. Thanks for joining me today. Brent Laux filling in on the Evan Bray Show on CJME and CKOM. Brent Laux with you till 12:30 today, filling in on the Evan Bray Show today, tomorrow, Friday as well. Evan is back next week. Earlier, if you heard my conversation with Brian Zinchuk, we were talking about stories related to the oil and gas industry, the energy industry, and he was talking about a decision that was made by the province here that he said hasn't really got a lot of talk just because of when it was released and how it was released. I know I hadn't heard anything about this until Brian pointed it out to us, and that is the Saskatchewan government has decided it will extend the life of all of its coal-fired power plants. Of course, this is going to set up a potential legal battle with the federal government over environmental regulations because the province had been on track under these government regulations, these federal regulations, that they had to have these things wound down, basically, in a matter of a few years here. Crown Investments Corporation Minister Jeremy Harrison announcing the decision about 2 weeks ago. What he did is he sent a letter out to all SAS Power employees letting them know about this plan. So I guess basically letting them know that their jobs are probably secure. He said the province would continue the use of coal-burning plants as it moves towards adopting nuclear power generations for baseload requirements. And he did go on to say the province remains committed to the goal of a net zero grid by 2050. All well and fine. And I understand, and as Brian Zinchuk even said, you know, if you've got a 4 or 5 year timeline where you're supposedly going to have to wrap up, shut down your coal burning power plants in a province that gets, what, 40-45% of our power from those plants, he said it's just not feasible on that timeline. So we'll see how this plays out. I'm sure the people in Estevan and surrounding communities are very happy to hear that the coal plants are going to continue to be used. Some that had maybe already been in the process of winding down will be reopened. They're extending the life of all the coal-fired power plants here in the province. What else we got going on today? It's just about 22 minutes after the hour. Coming up after 11:30 here, if you're looking for some fun in the sun, Saskatoon area, it's time for the 10-day Sastel Saskatchewan Jazz Festival. What's going on with that? We'll get one of the organizers in here just after 11:30 this morning. Hey, you think about summertime and as a kid, did you go for sleepovers? You know, your buddies from school say, hey, summer holidays, why don't you come and have a sleepover at our place? And, you know, we'll stay up late and watch movies and da-da-da-da-da. I read an interesting thread recently on Twitter, and I wanted to share some of it because I'm sure you can relate. Every single one of us, maybe even our kids, came up with some of these lines. But the post was, remember when you were a kid and you stayed at a friend's house and everything was different? You know, you walked in the house, smelled different than yours. You had sat down with them at dinner and the food was different than anything you'd seen before. They drank different things. They watched different TV shows. Bedtime was different than you were normally used to. There was a different routine in your buddy's house for people showering or bathing. And houses would smell completely different. And don't you remember that feeling, hey, this is really different than our family house? One person says, I remember being awake. It felt like 12 hours before I'd get out of bed because my friend was still sleeping and I didn't want to go downstairs to face his family because I was just sleeping over. Another one about smell. My friend's house all smelled the same as each other, but they were all different from mine. When I got older, I realized they had a combined smell of cat food, cat pee, and cat poop. Boy, I remember one house when I was a kid, and it was one of my school teachers, and her son and I were friends. Oh my gosh. You'd walk in that house, and the smell. They had this old dog. I think Max was his name. And I remember watching that dog drag his butt across their living room floor. Hey, every family's different, right? Another guy said, I stayed at a buddy's house when I was in elementary school. And in the morning, their father was at the table. It blew my mind because my dad worked away a lot. And I rarely saw him have breakfast with us. I just sat there watching their dad. And another one was, yeah, everything is weird when you sleep over at a buddy's place for the first time. Weird noises at night, their dog, the hissing pipes, the weird temperature, and being afraid to get up to go to the washroom in the middle of the night in case you ran into somebody that you didn't know in the hallway. Just some thoughts. Thought it was kind of fun thinking about those days of having a sleepover. Summer holidays, quite often the time when kids would have a sleepover. Or how many kids say, yeah, I want to go to my buddies for a sleepover. And they're there, what, till 10 o'clock at night? And the call, I'm homesick, come and get me. That happens a lot, too. You got any kind of story like that? Share it with us on our text line at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Federal government also put out a release here on Monday saying it has now removed all interprovincial trade barriers that fall under Ottawa's jurisdiction. I have no idea what that means. I have no idea how that's going to change my life. But they say that there were 53 of these items that were removed. Most of them had to deal with procurement. The announcement builds on the government's efforts to strengthen the Canadian economy. Well, we shall see, won't we? They are saying that through the spring federal election campaign, you may recall Mark Carney repeatedly vowed to eliminate interprovincial trade barriers and create what he called free trade across this country by Canada Day. Well, they came close. But some of our internal trade barriers are still in place, and not even all the federal ones. You think about the supply management system for dairy products, which of course sets these provincial production quotas. They are staying. Quebec also has some language requirements that will stay in place as well. Now, the provinces are doing their part to announce steps to reduce their own interprovincial trade barriers in the coming months here. So we'll see. You know, it's talk is cheap, right? I don't understand what a lot of these barriers are, but if you see something that you see is changing in your life, good or bad, because of a change in interprovincial trade rules, I'd love to hear about it. If you've got that information at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Some hot weather here, really hot across Europe. If you follow at all what the weather's like in Europe, it's just summer in Europe. You know, my wife wants to go to Italy in July. And I said, well, it's going to be hot and it's going to be crowded. Other than that, I'm all for it. Like, gosh, I was looking at some, the entire country of Italy earlier this week had a massive heat warning in place. Today it's Spain and France that have got just wicked temperatures, mid 30s, some of them pushing upwards of 40 on the Celsius side. I had a text from one of our listeners, Craig Allen, who is traveling. He's in Prague right now, and he said their daily highs there hitting 35 degrees. And of course, when you go to Europe, a lot of the older areas, certainly in Europe, you don't have something like air conditioning. So you hopefully can find a nice little wine cellar and plop yourself down there, certainly in the middle of the day. I know just watching a lot of the travel bloggers and such that go to Europe in the summertime, and they say, you really got to plan your day. Get out as early as you can. You'll beat the crowds and you'll beat the heat, and then plan on having a bit of a siesta through the early afternoon hours when the heat is really intense, and then go out more in the evening. Something to think about if indeed you are planning a trip to Europe in the coming weeks. I was talking about the Blue Jays earlier, what a great run they're having these days, and it was sure nice to see all the turnout, 40,000 people at the Dome yesterday in Toronto. They had the roof open. It was a wonderful patriotic event, and even better when the Jays get a big win against the New York Yankees. But speaking of New York, I thought this was a really nice gesture. In New York City, the Empire State Building and a number of other buildings were lit up in red and white last night in honor of Canada Day. Nice to see. Thanks for the folks in the powers that be in New York City for at least letting us know that we're still welcome down there. I mentioned earlier about the situation in Calgary yesterday on Stoney Trail, where over a dozen vehicles suffered flat tires. One guy had his gas tank on his truck, on his vehicle punctured, all because of what the police called a catastrophic mechanical issue. The truck lost its transmission. It disintegrated on Stoney Trail, and all these fragments of metal caused all kinds of havoc. And I was asking people here, what kind of issues have you had when you were driving? I had one guy sent me in a text here, and I'm probably not going to be able to find it now, but he was talking about traveling on a highway in his new car to Calgary with a bunch of buddies. And as soon as he got there, he said, I felt a small vibration in one of my pedals, but I thought, oh, no big deal. I go to leave Calgary and my clutch is gone, and it cost me $3,000, and I had to take time off work so I could stay in Calgary to get my car fixed. How's your day going so far? Hope it's a good one. Beautiful weather. It's the Evan Bray Show. Brent Lauk's filling in today, tomorrow, and Friday on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.